Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/backtoschool and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Unlimited Realities Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Zimmer, and today we have a wonderful guest. I'm so very excited to bring all of her wisdom and gifts to you today, Arielle Ford, author of The Soulmate Secret. We're gifted with her wisdom today, and I'm not going to waste too much time introducing her as she has so much information to give us. So, Arielle, thank you so much for being on Unlimited Realities today.
Oh, thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Our listeners have been very excited to hear this show. And I guess, you know, we're talking about, of course, a personal love topic for myself as well. It's soulmates. And anyone who is really seeking that divinity of a connection and that partnership of a sacred union really will resonate with your book, The Soulmate Secret. I read it in a sitting. I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to do anything until I completed it. And then as soon as I finished reading your book, I wanted to get into the exercises and the rituals. So it was full of not only personal love and stories, but it was full of so many tools. And can we talk a little bit about how we can recognize a soulmate versus someone we're just attracted to, that there's certain qualities or certain attributes or feelings that we may have stirring from us? Don't you agree in regard to connecting with our soulmate?
Yeah, so some soulmate couples, when they meet, they know instantly, but that's really, really rare. Usually, you know, you want to take some time to get to know somebody to see if there's chemistry and compatibility and communication and all those important things. So, and then there's other soulmate couples I've heard about who really didn't know until they'd been married. You know, like they knew everything was right and they felt good enough to jump in and get married, but it was a year before they really said, oh, this is my soulmate. So it's different for everybody, which is why it's really important that you create a soulmate wish list at the beginning of the process, that you put down on paper the heart qualities and traits that you want your soulmate to possess. So you have a checklist to go back to. So if you're dating somebody and you're uncertain, you can look and see, you know, are they really what your heart's calling for? And if they're not, then you can move on. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much so. And also I think it gives you a little bit of clarity in regard to zoning in on really your intention, because a lot of times, you know, you think you know what you want until you really get down to the nitty-gritty of really deciphering, okay, this really didn't work last time, and this quality I really do need now because I've moved past that or I've evolved through this. So, you know, as we grow and change, I think our list also changes, don't you think, a little bit?
Yeah, and you mentioned something really important. It's good to go back to look to the past to create the future. Because if you see that you have a pattern with a particular kind of relationship, you might want to do some healing work around that before dealing with these very powerful prayers and rituals and processes. Because if you don't deal with it, you're just going to create the same thing over and over again, which isn't going to make you happy. So
right.
If you see that, you know, like my pattern was I was with self-centered, narcissistic men who had bad relationships with their mother who couldn't commit. And I had done enough work on myself to know that some of that was my problem, that I was pulling that in. That there was more deeper work for me to do. And then to really look and see what's the qualities and what kind of relationship and what kind of lifestyle is really going to feed my heart. You know, and I knew that it wasn't the type that I'd been with before. I was going after these high-powered Fortune 100 CEO types who were married to their careers, when really what I needed for me was somebody that had the time and energy and interest in putting their attention on me and focusing on me and supporting me.
Right. Wonderful.